Kara and Jared Tobias, welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Now, your exhibition of psychedelic art, Set and Setting, is on the very near horizon. A historic and intriguing topic, to be sure. What inspired your passion here?
Well, we went to a Flaming Lips show, and Jared had been wanting to do an art show, and I said, if we're doing one, it's going to be like that.
Yeah, it's a multi-dimensional kind of experience. You're not just hearing the music or seeing a band, and it's not just an average kind of light show. It's all of these elements they bring together to transform a space. That's what we're kind of striving for.
And that whole artistic genre speaks to the art of the 1960s counterculture movement. How much of your intention is perhaps to open a 2020 parallel movement, or at least way of thinking?
I think that there's a need for a counterculture movement in the modern times. And if you consider the things that were going on culturally during the 60s with the civil rights and then the Vietnam War and people's transgressions in the political arena that were coming to light, and it seems like history repeating itself almost, that we're finding ourselves in this time where I think it's time that we need to shake things up a little bit so that we can reevaluate how we carry ourselves as individuals.
Much like the generation doing it then. And I understand the movement and the cause. Do you feel like there are others that you are unearthing, if you will?
Well, we hope to bring some excitement into the art scene. I've been to many, many art shows and I love them, but I wanted to see something different too. Bring more elements and help people maybe escape their stress, their life, anything else that they're experiencing at the moment, and really delve into this experience with art in yourself.
So, in fact, you're interpreting psychedelic art as a metaphor for challenging the ego and perception. That's in your statement as curators of this event.
Absolutely. Using this subject as a metaphor or a point of departure allows us to use the art as the vehicle for a transformative experience. And what we want to do with that is let people know that it's okay to look at things different ways sometimes, or to have a discussion about different viewpoints, and that you can allow opposing perceptions to coexist.
That makes sense, and it also implies that a big part of what you want to do is open a discussion.
Absolutely. I feel that one of our roles as artists in our culture is to challenge fears and challenge traditions that have become archaic. I'm talking about abandoning archaic notions of dominion and how reality is this fixed state. That is not how I experience time and space. We are a culture and an earth that is continually changing, and we need to evolve and adapt in order to survive. The 1950s are over.
That's certainly true, and it's an interesting concept. Do you think we have seen that sameness that was happening in the 50s back in the decades that precede this particular one in which you want to open things up for discussion?
Well, I think the war on drugs, you know, kind of took everyone through a loop. We thought we were doing the right thing. Now we're at the point where fentanyl is being heavily used. People are dying from pain pills and other drugs like that. A lot of times in the past, I know that they used to use psychedelics to treat depression and other chemical dependencies. So I think bringing this to light in today's culture is an important thing to talk about. We're not condoning the use of drugs.
You're just putting it into perspective, and I get that this perspective is certainly complicated and intertwined with so many situations that are relevant. I guess that is the base of your relevancy with this art.
There's also a history behind it that supports the notion that there's possible benefits from this field of study that have been shrouded in taboo for 50 years. And it's unnecessary at this point to deny a field of study when there's such a need in things like PTSD. And depression is pandemic at this point in modern times. So if you find this thing that exists that can help people, I think it's worth a discussion.
Certainly, and in your case, an actual showing of the art and the camaraderie, perhaps, or the solidarity you have with the artists in this project. You are asking folks to sample it and see how it makes them feel.
I think part of taking the challenge and challenging your audience is you challenging yourself And we looked around and reached out to artists that we felt would take on the challenge to try to make work that's based on a common theme so that we can find strength in numbers and offer multiple perceptions on that common theme. So that it's not us telling you how we feel about this subject. We're offering you some insights into a wide range of people that are all connected in this time and place. And we're lucky that we have these friends that can come together and do this with us. We just want to have a really good time with our friends.
And I think that you've picked an intriguing and provocative genre of art. Absolutely. In which to show yourself. So talk us through the feel of the art that's going to be on display in this show. Is there a definite retro vibe to the work? Or are we going to see new perceptions and perspectives, or some of each?
Our hope is that all the artists deliver something magical that comes out of them. But the real idea is to let people experience the whimsical side and the fun side of art and kind of be a child again. We're kind of hoping that you can be a kid looking through a kaleidoscope.
A lot of people use the kaleidoscope analogy regarding that kind of psychedelic art.
Yeah.
How much are we going to see that reminds us of the 60s?
I shied away from the traditional cliche elements of that genre in order to kind of look at it anew as a point of departure. I stressed things like color and light and dimension. We came up with these people because we already liked what they were doing and it seemed like it fit. We're asking them to just keep moving in the direction that you're moving.
And sharing in this common show.
Yes, absolutely.
That's great. And you're devoting a rather large space to Alec Johnson's digital light and sound installation. What do you think that's going to say to the gallery goers?
I think it offers a new perspective because of its technological base. And he is trying to use technology in a way to find new forms of expression. And the way that he's going about it is by combining his own music and light and this sort of reactive installation where you're interactive with it and it perceives you, coinciding with you perceiving it. So we devoted an entire space to him because I felt like he could create this sort of intense universe of its own with his elements. You're there to just experience what he is doing. So you're kind of redefining the traditional gallery experience in that way?
Within a gallery experience that isn't necessarily typical or common or average.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm not going to ask who you anticipate being the average showgoer here because there's nothing average about the show or the people that usually go to shows at Wunderkammer. It's really a wonderful space for all of that. But who do you expect to see, hope to see at the show?
Everyone. It's kid-friendly. We're not condoning drug use. We're trying to give an experience that mimics maybe letting your mind wander into the unconsciousness. So old, young. I don't think there's any one demographic that we think the show is intended for. I know our children will be there and our parents will be there. And it's a show for everyone.
Including people that lived through, in fact, the psychedelic art.
Exactly.
And music and everything seen. And you are clearly and quite vocally throughout all of this not advocating for substance abuse or illicit behavior. But your show and attention to the genre does happen to coincide with Denver's move to decriminalize magic mushrooms. It's a very, very curious timing on that. We're going to leave the legal aspects behind here. But what might this all say about that need to alter perceptions, to sideways think, really bottom line for the big need of a counterculture shift right now?
There are times that we see history repeating itself around this sort of upheaval in our modern culture and how the desire for a countercultural movement emerges immediately. It's a response to modernity that we are again in a time when we need to reevaluate what is important and what it means to be a human being, and that it might just be okay if people have different ideas on things. Not only that, but to show ourselves and our friends that we have infinite possibilities when we put our efforts together. This show and having a fun time is just one way to show each other what we're capable of. And if we wanted to take on a social challenge, we can do it. We can organize and create and work hard and achieve our goals. And an art show is just one example of how we can do that.
Now, your motivations all make great sense, and I have to commend you on the creativity, as well as the belief in your fellow artists, as well as your not being afraid to bring a show out like this at a time where you feel, and a lot of other people feel, that this is very important. So last question, before I let you get back to all that artwork that you're doing. You're definitely aiming to demonstrate that with the right group of friends, the possibilities are limitless. Now, going forward, what do you hope this might cause to happen right here in Fort Wayne and beyond?
I hope that it gives people the courage to step outside the box a little when it comes to art, music, culture, all that. The feeling you get going into a music show or an art show can take you away into another universe sometimes. And that's what I hope the community grasps is try new things, be brave, get your friends together and have some fun.
I think if you can open up your heart to learning about things that affect people in deep ways, and you can get to know people, if you can get over your preconceived notions about them being different than you, this show is a metaphor and an opportunity for people to lay down those preconceived notions and experience something that could be magical and that they can connect with others. And that is essentially the groundwork for finding strength in your community. This is a safe space for people to come and shine their light, regardless of how weird they've been told it is.
And it will be weird. Weird and wonderful.
Fort Wayne artists Jared and Kara Tobias are coordinators and curators of Wunderkammer's Set and Setting, an immersive psych installation. Kara, Jared, thank you so much for sharing your wonderfully creative story with us today. Have a mind-blowing show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was an arts and culture interview by WBOI's Julia Meek. You can find more of Julia's arts-driven reporting at WBOI.org and on the WBOI Facebook page.